AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Half an hour now until the markets open, and it looks as if they'll open up a lot. That'll be a relief to many after yesterday's 588-point drop in the Dow, which left it below 16,000. European markets rebounded today, too, as did some Asian markets. But China's main index lost 7.6%. Beijing responded by cutting interest rates to support its economy. Here at home, though, the Americans we've talked to seem to be keeping their faith in the U.S. stock market. Samuel Miller, who works at a law firm in Atlanta, says this is a volatile time for stocks, but he's not panicking.
It does look like it's going to be going down a little bit, but I'd say it's an okay time to buy. It's not a terrible time to buy, but I would wait a little bit longer before investing a little bit more.
Analysts say this is all about China's slowing economy, which one expert says will be on a bumpy road for a long time to come. The French president is again talking about those Americans who stopped a heavily armed gunman on a train to Paris last Friday. Our Charles de Ledesma's overseas.
François Hollande says that last Friday's incident could have degenerated into monstrous carnage without the courage of the passengers, including three Americans and a Briton who subdued the gunman. In a speech on diplomatic topics, France's president added his country remains exposed to violent extremism, and he says this aggression is new proof that we should prepare ourselves for other assaults. The train attackers highlighted growing difficulties in protecting public spaces from individual attackers. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
We're hearing that when Pope Francis visits Washington and addresses Congress next month, he'll bring up the issue of immigration, calling on the U.S. to remember that it has a long history of welcoming foreigners. This information comes to us from the U.S. Ambassador to the Vatican, Kenneth Hackett. This is AP Radio News. Complaints about some late model Jeep SUVs. Here's our Tom Krischer.
There are 14 complaints from consumers that drivers can try to put the vehicle in park or put the vehicle in park, yet it'll roll away unexpectedly if they get out of the vehicle.
The investigation covers thousands of Grand Cherokees from the 2014 and 2015 model years.
There were 5 crashes and 3 injuries, and the government safety agency is going to look into whether there's a safety defect, how often this happens, and whether a recall might be necessary.
Our Tom Krischer reporting from Detroit. There is a sign that Americans are getting sick of all these vehicle recalls. Americans are less happy with their cars and trucks than at any time in more than a decade, and it's largely because they're getting tired of dealing with recalls. This information comes to us from the 2015 American Consumer Satisfaction Index. It's an annual survey. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.